In the first reading today, St. Paul speaks about the fact that we have been set free by God so that we can be his children. Set free from what? Set free from sin. Set free, St. Paul says, from the deeds of the flesh, so that we don't live according to the flesh. Unfortunately, that's what our society is all about. It's all about the desires of the flesh. Some of those impure desires, but others with all kinds of intemperance, and these days with just, it's all about the senses. Whether it's spending hours and hours, as some people do, playing on their stupid phone or on the computer or whatever it is, spending huge amounts of time in front of the TV, gorging ourselves in one way or another, it's all about the senses. It's all about Brother Donkey, making sure that the body gets what it wants. St. Paul tells us that we're to put to death the deeds of the body, not to give in to them. That's a real struggle in our society because it's become a real temptation. It always has been, but now we've got so many ways of getting ourselves into trouble that people in the past didn't have. And so we need to be able to recognize where the devil is at work and be able to say no to those things because they are so easy to get attached to. You think about, why do I spend hours, as they say, scrolling on my phone? Well, years ago, they had recognized, however they do these studies, but they found that people who sat in front of the TV, if you're accustomed to being in front of the TV day after day after day, within 10 seconds, your brain waves changed from the active brain waves to basically comatose ones. People over the years have said, how come I can't just get up and turn the thing off? Why do I just sit there and say, oh, I'll just watch one more show. Oh, I'll just watch one more. Oh, I'll just watch one more. That's why. Well, the screen on your computer isn't any different. The screen on your phone isn't any different. It's literally changing your brain waves, and so you literally sit there like a zombie going through this over and over and over again. I don't know why that is. I have a dumb phone, so I don't have that issue. I would, I'm sure, if I had a smartphone. And so God has spared me of that momentarily anyway. But the fact is that people will sit there, and I don't know, again, maybe it's, well, if I keep scrolling, maybe I'll actually find something that's good. Maybe I'll actually find something that's funny. Maybe I'll find something that's interesting. I don't know why people are looking at this junk. But it amazes me to talk to people, and they are literally telling me they spend hours every day scrolling on their phone. That means we're not either doing the duties of our state in life, or we're not praying, or whatever it is. And you see how slick Satan is. Again, if he was a fire-breathing dragon, we would all say, get out. Instead, he is very smart. I'll give you what you like. This will be fun. This will be exciting. Look. Here's something that is going to be pleasant for you. You don't have to look at horrible, bad things. You just need to waste hours of time every day on stupidity, on nothing, on inaneness. And so we look at it and think, well, I'm not looking at filth. I'm not looking at evil things. True enough. And we're still looking at a bunch of garbage. And we're still wasting huge amounts of time. So these are the kinds of works of the flesh that St. Paul is telling us that we need to put to death. So just look at the senses and look at where we're giving into it. But the other side of that, he says, is that we're now led by the Spirit of God. And we didn't receive a spirit of slavery, he says. We received a spirit of freedom of the children of God. And so anything that we choose to serve, as St. Paul makes clear, as does Jesus, we become a slave to it. So if you're going to serve your phone, you're a slave to the phone. If you're going to serve your computer, you're a slave to the computer. Whatever it happens to be. And if you really stop and think for a minute, God gave you a mind. What are all of these things? They are mindless. And we just sit there. Why? Even the word amusement means without thinking, without musing, without pondering, and you just sit there and So what are we doing? We are the children of God, St. Paul says. We cry out, Abba, Father. Do we turn to God? Are we asking him to help us to break this up, or do we even want to break it? Do we want to get out of our stuff? Again, look how slick the devil is. He knows if he can't get you to do something that's just plain downright evil, either he loads you up with a whole bunch of really good things, but too much, or in this case, just kind of gets you lulled into nothingness, wasting huge amounts of time doing nothing. So while a little bit wouldn't be a problem, the difficulty is that if it's changing our brain waves so that we can't put the stupid thing down or turn the thing off, then a little bit is not okay. Objectively, yes. Subjectively, if we can't put the thing down, then don't even go for the little bit. Again, you know how the devil works. Oh, don't spend hours on your phone. Just a few minutes. All he's waiting for is you to turn the stupid thing on, because then he's got you. I didn't intend to spend hours here, but guess what? I did it again. Yeah, because we turned it on and we're too weak to turn it off. So we need to look seriously at these kinds of things. If we're going to live according to the Spirit, as St. Paul tells us, then we need to make that choice. But which Spirit are we living by? The Holy Spirit or the unholy Spirit? It would be pretty obvious if it's somebody who's doing evil things. But even look at the gospel reading today. Do you think if this woman was alive today who's bent over and so on, that any doctor that she would go to would say, this is an evil spirit? No, they would say, no, this is a medical issue. Jesus knew the difference between a medical issue. He healed the people who needed medical attention, but he got rid of the spirits of the people who were affected by spirits. There's nothing on the surface that would suggest that this was an evil spirit. Nothing that anybody would have noticed. Now you think about some of the demoniacs that Jesus had to kick the demons out of, and they're causing massive trouble, and they're evil, and they're violent, and all this, or throwing the kid into fire and foaming at the mouth. It's like, yeah, you can look at it and go, there's an evil spirit here. There's nothing in this woman that would suggest externally by looking at it that there was something that was an evil spirit. It would just seem that this is a medical problem. But that's not what happened. So again, you look at that and say, the devil doesn't always work the way we think he's going to. He's not always going to come as a fire-breathing dragon. He's not always going to look like he's something that is just rotten to the core. He's going to present himself to you as a friend, as something that'll be nice for you, something that'll be good for you. Because he knows he's not going to be able to get you to do rotten things. He's not stupid. So be really careful. Because he's going to get us in little things just to get us off track, just so that we're not living according to the Spirit of God, so that we're living according to the senses, to the deeds of the flesh, in whatever way that would be. So let's try to do what St. Paul's asking us to do. Put to death the deeds of the flesh so that we can live according to the Spirit, because we are children of God, sons and daughters of God, calling him our Father. If we're going to call him our Father, let's reject the father of lies and live as the children of our Father in heaven.